Either. Either. Either on my side, or they're against me. Listen to my words. What is here is here. I knew this date. I knew this point in time. Thousands of years ago. People, they say they love me. They turn their backs on me. And they follow the devil. They chase the devil. They say nice words about God. Their hearts are in other places. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. For all I do is love them, and love them, and love them. And they walk away, hand in hand with the devil. I'm going to clean this planet, from top to bottom. The blood will flow. Tears will flow. Everyone's going to cry. Even the devil. For I'm going to clean him, from top to bottom, too. The end is before you. Heaven is before you. Your son, Jesus Christ, is before you. Your son is my son. Your body is my body. Your Holy Spirit is my Holy Spirit. For the believers of Jehovah, for the believers of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the believers of the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Provider. Now, if you're a believer, tell your neighbor, tell your friends to pray, to seek the kingdom of Jehovah, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of the Holy Spirit. The world is going to be tested. This is only the beginning. The birth pains of a new world, the birth pains of everlasting life. I don't know how many times I have told you, how many ways I have put it down, directly, in parables. Remember the rainbow, I promise. Remember the things of the Bible. Remember the Ten Commandments. Remember to love thy brother. Remember the devil is with you too. Remember your father Jehovah. No matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, Jesus Christ of Nazareth will be there with you. The Holy Spirit will be there with you. Remember my words. I love you. 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 We have to clean up this planet. And we know that you will not clean up yourself. So be it, so be it, so be it. Remember my words. I warned you, and I warned you, and I warned you. To repent. To repent. To repent. To clean up your thoughts. Clean up your actions. Clean up your churches. Seek the Father, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. With a pure and clean heart. Get in your closets. Pray, pray, pray. With a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean body. We are there. We've always been there. But you never really looked. Many of you have never even prayed. Now that something bad is going to happen, you seek God. But once the catastrophe is gone, you stop looking. You stop seeking. It goes to show you your heart is not clean, is not pure, is not seeking Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit with a pure heart. Your steps should be godly steps. I'm not saying you cannot defend yourself. I'm not saying there are temptations out there. You must protect yourselves. But you have to have faith. You have to have trust in the Lord. Remember my son. He died on the cross for you. He sacrificed himself. He is shedding of his blood. All he ever asked you is to obey the Father. To obey him. To obey the Holy Spirit. The world looks like Sodom and Gomorrah. Sin on sin on sin. The dogs will be dogs, they always return to their vomit to gorge themselves on the evilness of the devil. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the devil. Get your eyes into the Bible. Get your heart pointed to him. And I don't mean words. I mean your heart. So deep in your heart. So be it, my children. Till the next time. Be strong and be brave. And I mean be strong and be brave. Protect yourselves if you must. But use the love of Jehovah, the love of Jesus Christ, the love of the Holy Spirit to help your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And I mean the true body, not man's church. What was under the water, remember the iceberg? It's going to be awakened with the power of God, with the word of Jehovah, the word of Jesus Christ, the word of the Holy Spirit. And I truly love you, my children, my lambs, my sheep. So be it.